So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 16, text number 11.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Su-alankritam.
Shama
Turanga
Yojitam
Ratam Mriga Indra Dvajam
Ashrita
Purat
Vrita
Rata
Ashva
Dvipati Yuktaya Savasenaya Digvajayaya Nirgataha Svalam Kritam Shamataranga Yojitam Ritang Magindra Jajamashvita Parat Vrita-ritasva dvijapati yuktaya Sasenaya digvijayaya nirgata Su-alankritam
Su-alankritam
Very well decorated.
Very well decorated.
Shama
Shama
Black Taranga.
Taranga.
Horses.
Horses.
Kune.
Yojitam.
Yojitam.
Tackle.
Pregnant.
Pregnant.
Ratam.
Ratam.
Chariot.
Chariot.
Kulisnita.
Mriga Indra.
Mriga Indra.
Lion.
Lion.
Dvajam.
Dvajam.
Flagged.
Flagged.
Now, Ashrita.
Ashrita.
Under the protection.
Under the protection.
Purat.
Purat.
From the capital.
From the capital.
Vrita.
Vrita.
Surrounded by.
Surrounded by.
Rata.
Rata.
Charioteers.
Charioteers.
Ashva,
Ashva,
Calvary,
Calvary,
Cognita,
Dvipapati,
Dvipapati,
Elephants,
Elephants,
Sonovan,
Yuktaya,
Yuktaya,
thus being equipped,
thus being equipped,
Dakanagusan,
Svasenaya,
Svasenaya,
along with infantry,
along with the infantry.
Digvajayaya.
Digvajayaya.
For the purpose of conquering.
For the purpose of conquering.
Nirgata.
Nirgata.
Went out.
Went out.
Zamina.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit sat on a chariot drawn by black horses. His flag was marked with the sign of a lion. Being so decorated and surrounded by charioteers, cavalry, elephants, and infantry soldiers, he left the capital to conquer in all directions.
Maharaj Parikshit седна в колесница, теглена от черни коне. На знамето се виждаше лъвски знак. Така украсен и обграден от колесници, конница, слонове и беши войни, той напусна столицата си, за да завладее всички посоки на света.
Purport. Maharaj Parikshit is distinguished from his grandfather Arjuna, for black horses pulled his chariot instead of white horses. He marked his flag with the mark of a lion, and his grandfather marked his with the mark of Hanumanji.
a royal procession like that of Maharaj Parikshit, surrounded by well-decorated chariots, cavalry, elephants, infantry, and band, not only is pleasing to the eyes, but also is a sign of a civilization that is aesthetic, even on the fighting front. Mama jnana timarandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakadamayam dadati svapratantikam. So it is interesting to note that in the Vedic culture, everything was first class. Even when they go out for fighting a battle, it's very nice formation of soldiers. Nice decorations on the chariots. In modern day world, we can't conceive of such a thing. They have camouflage on everything, so you can't see it. But in those days, it was all nicely directed with flags and emblems and jewelry on the horses. The soldiers were decorated with jewelry, valuable jewelry. It was a grand event. It was a cultural event. Even going to war was a grand cultural event. There was a marching band and everything.
Yes.
It was pleasing to the eyes. It was pleasing to the ears also. It's pleasing to the mind. But now in this Kali Yuga, everything has become down to some horrible, you know, cultureless wasteland. People are living lower than animals. The animals are more civilized than the human beings. They follow their rules and regulations very nicely. Just like in the beehive, everything is very nicely organized.
And
the bees work together very cooperatively under the direction of the queen. The worker bees go every day out on Sankirtan. Collecting the honey and bringing it back to the temple, back to the beehive. Very nicely they cooperate to serve the purpose of the beehive. But this modern day society, everyone is simply fighting with one another. Everyone is trying to compete, trying that I will be the supreme. So it's simply what it's called in Sanskrit, it is called klesha. I don't know about Bulgarian, but in English, with the word klesha is translated as clash. Clashing. So that clashing, that klesha, that is going on every day. It goes on in the government offices. It goes on in the schools. Just like in America, the children bring guns to school and they shoot the teachers.
Както в Америка, там учениците носят в училище оръжие и стрелят в учителите.
And it goes on in the businesses, the workplaces.
И това продължава навсякъде, бизнесите, по работните места.
It is called dog eat dog society.
Това се нарича куче, което изяжда друго куче, такова общество, което един изяжда другия.
Every dog, he tries to become a bigger dog than the other dogs.
Всяко куче се опитва да стане по-голямо куче от другите кучета.
We have seen amongst the dogs, one dog will, any time there's a group of dogs, one dog will try to be the supreme dog in that group.
Можем да забележим, че във всяка путница от кучета има едно куче, което се опитва да бъде върховното куче.
And if any other dog tries to compete with him for supremacy,
и ако някой от другите кучета се опитва да се състезява с него за върховенството,
he will attack that other dog to establish himself as the supreme dog in the pack.
Той атакува другото куче, така че да се установи като върховното куче.
So human beings are like acting that way.
И човешките същества действат точно по този начин.
For a dog, that is okay.
За кучето това е okay.
That is his nature.
Това е неговата природа.
But a human being is not meant to act like a dog.
Но човешкото същество не е предназначено да действа като куче.
Human being is meant to awaken the divine nature within the heart.
Човешкото същество е предназначено да пробуди божествената природа в своето сърце.
As long as we live like dogs, we will be miserable.
Докато живеем като кучета, ние ще бъдем нещастни.
But if we can actually come to the human platform,
но ако можем да дойдем на човешката платформа,
then we will actually realize what is real happiness.
Тогава всъщност ще разберем какво е истинско щастие.
In this material world, they talk about happiness.
В този материален свят те говорят за щастие.
But I can assure you of one thing.
Не мога да ви убедя в едно нещо.
They do not know what is actual happiness.
Въобще не знаят какво е това щастие.
Like the man said last night, he was asking about sexual ecstasy.
Както този мъж, който миналата вечер попита за сексуалното удоволствие.
Actually, there is no ecstasy in sex.
Всъщност няма екстаз в секс.
There is no ecstasy in material existence.
Няма екстаз в материалното съществуване.
The only time you can actually come to ecstasy is on the spiritual platform.
Единственият начин, по който може да дойдете на платформата на екстаз, е на духовната платформа.
Ecstasy means unlimited happiness.
Екстаз означава безгранично щастие.
Any happiness which is restricted or limited is not ecstasy.
Всяко щастие, което е ограничено, това не е екстаз.
Real happiness must be unlimited.
Истинското щастие трябва да е безгранично.
This is common sense.
Това е много разумно.
If I give you some happiness, but then tell you it's going to end in 5 minutes.
Ако ви дам някакво щастие, но ви кажа, че след 5 минути то ще приключи.
You're enjoying like anything, but then you're in anxiety, in 5 minutes it will be over.
Вие ще се наслаждавате на всичко, но след 5 минути цялото ваше наслаждение ще свърши.
So that is not pure enjoyment.
Това не е чисто наслаждение.
Real happiness means there's no fear of ever losing it.
Истинското щастие означава, че няма страх за това дали ще го загубите.
The boy may fall in love with a beautiful girl.
Едно момче може да се влюби в едно красиво момиче.
And feeling like he's floating on a cloud.
И да се чувства все едно се носи в облаците.
But he's also fearful that some other boy will steal that girl from him.
Но това момче също се страхува, че някое друго момче ще му открадне момичето.
So is that ecstasy?
Това е екстаз ли?
Is it? In this material world, there is no ecstasy.
Този материален свят няма екстаз.
They even have a drug called ecstasy now.
Дори сега има такъв наркотик екстаси.
That an illegal drug that they take to get so-called ecstasy.
Такъв незаконен наркотик, който така го наричат екстаси.
But if you want the real ecstasy drug,
но ако наистина искате такъв екстази наркотик,
then you should follow the advice given by.
Трябва да следвате съвета даден от
Бхакта Александър. On his t-shirt. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. This is the actual formula. If we want to have ecstasy, we must follow this instruction. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now we only have a few minutes left here for class. So we'll see if there's any questions.
Колко прекрасна е картината на това и колко огромна е армията на Махарадж Парикшит, а пък същевременно ние сме толкова малко. Това, което прави ние по сила, равнява ли се на това, което се опитва да прави Махарадж Парикшит?
idea doing here, is it somehow equal with what Maharaj Pariksit is trying to do?
Yes, there is a comparison.
Да, може да се направи сравнение.
Just as Maharaj Pariksit is going out to defeat the age of Kali.
Точно както Maharaj Pariksit излиза за да разгроми епохата на Кали.
So when the devotees are going out on Sankirtan,
някои от преданите излизат на Санкиртан.
They are going out to defeat the age of Kali.
Те отиват да разгромят епохата на Кали.
Just as Pariksit Maharaj is going with a marching band.
Точно както Парикшит Махарадж отива с маршируваща група.
So we are also a marching band.
И ние сме маршируваща група.
Yes, Maharaji?
Yes. Yes,
why not? Why not? This is like our Rathi Yatra, is there? Yeah. Big cart. We could have decorated horses also.
Yeah, decorated horses, and then
you already sit
on the cart, and all
the
band is going on from.
Yes,
they're
great.
Тя предлага защо, като имаме такива коне и всичко да е прекрасно украсено, да има такива барабанджи. И ние да сме вътре, да свирим и...
So, any other questions?
Други въпроси.
Any more questions? Angel, you have any questions?
No.
You understand our philosophy of Krishna consciousness?
Understand
it. Anything you don't understand that doesn't make sense to you?
He doesn't know what to ask.
So do you think you would like to take up Krishna consciousness?
He asks if there is one that understands everything about this philosophy.
Is there
a person that knows everything about Krishna?
Yes, that is the spiritual master. It said Acharyavan Purusho Veda. That one who takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, he knows everything. So if you will take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, then you will know everything also. That is the key. It is not academic knowledge. It is revealed knowledge. The knowledge is already there within your heart. By surrendering to the bona fide spiritual master, then you become reconnected with that knowledge that you already have within you. And you know everything. So simply try to learn from the example of your brother Alexander. How to advance nicely in spiritual life. You can live happily with your wife, you can have nice children.
At
the same time, become a pure devotee of God,
Krishna.
Any other questions? Okay. We can stop here. We thank you very much. Gantarab Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you, Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.